Hello, everybody. This is Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, Gene Morris from Lufkin, John Outlaw Phil. We don't have Brent here tonight. It's an unusual situation. He's under the weather, and so for the first time in a long time, no Brent. We miss him. He should be back next week, but we'll try to carry on here. Let's talk about the opponent tonight is Lufkin, Eddie. It's a long-time rivalry, and they've got some outstanding players.
Yeah, they sure do, Johnny. You know, year in and year out, it was a nail-biter last year, you know, at Longview. And Longview was able to come away with the victory. And Lufkin has a lot of those players that started last year back. Longview lost quite a few players to graduation. And fortunately, several of those young men are playing at the collegiate level.
Yeah, Lufkin, they've got at least two players that are Division I already commits. Jalen Polk, the wide receiver, he's a Texas Tech recruit. And Jaron Thompson, the safety, who some people are saying is the best safety in the state, is committed to the University of Texas. Polk is a dangerous receiver. He was here last year, made a lot of big plays. He's 6'3", a big receiver. He's going to be way bigger than our cornerbacks, and he's a guy that they'll go to in the clutch. Jordan Moore, their quarterback, he started last year in this game because the starting quarterback went down. He played about the first five games, was really a good player for them, but he lost his job back to the senior. But now this year is his team. We were talking about Lufkin. Let's talk a little bit about Longview, coming off a 16-0 season, state championship for the first time in 81 years. Got a lot of those players back, at least in the skill position. Meredith, the running back, he's back. Kirby, the wide receiver. Of course, Haynes King, arguably the best quarterback in the state, which is a nice guy to have back. But Longview has some holes to fill in the offensive line in particular.
Yeah, they do. We lost several key players there. I think we only have three guys coming back on that offensive line. And I think, you know, the first two or three weeks, it'll be kind of a patchwork deal, and we'll see. And hopefully the guys starting tonight will be able to, you know, keep their positions. But it's week to week, so you just never know.
Poor field position, the ball on the 11-yard line.
Yeah, he was 3 to 4 yards deep, and you know, you're second guessing that, but probably been better with the results. Luckily for Longview, they held them, and they'll start right at I believe the 12-yard line. So we'll see how the defense.
Twins to both sides, four wide receivers, one guy in the backfield. That's Barry. He goes in motion, a little quick pass, going to be a double pass. He got a man wide open down the field. It's caught. He's behind the Longview secondary. It's a foot race down to the 30. He cuts back to the middle of the field. Got one man to beat, and he's in the end zone on the first play of the game. A double pass. A touchdown goes 89 yards on the first play.
We saw that double pass last year as well, and they got some big plays out of it, but none as big as this one right here on the very first play from scrimmage.
Christian Reggie with the score. Now the extra points. So Longview down 6-0. We've got 11:41 to play in the first, and the kick is up and it's good. It's a tough way to start here. That's just a breakdown in the secondary. The double pass right off the bat from the 11-yard line, and kicked it out, and then got the ball to Christian Reggie. Cuts back to the middle field, and Longview down 7-0 early. So he takes a hit. Ball goes incomplete, and Longview going to have to punt.
Two receivers pretty close in the same area there. I don't know if that was by design or not, but anyway, Longview's going to have to give it up here.
Ball at the 45. Haynes King back in punt formation. Good snap. No, it looks like a fake. He's going to roll to the left. He's got running room. Goes up to the 40 and goes out of bounds at the 38-yard line. They pulled a trick play on us, and we just pulled one on them.
Well, I tell you, we saw that several times last year, and you give Haynes King a head start, nobody there, then you're in big trouble. And that was a huge play to keep the drive alive for Longview.
One back in the backfield, Haynes in the shotgun, looks quickly, gets the ball out to Meredith. He goes up the sideline, got one man to meet for the touchdown, and he doesn't. He gets knocked out at the 7-yard line.
That's a good play right there, a good play by Haynes and Meredith. He's a speedster, and if he'd had a little more room on the outside, he would have probably taken that one in, but still a good play.
And they've got first and goal from the 9. This was set up after the fake punt on fourth down. Kept Longview's drive alive. High formation, Meredith the deep back. They give it to him over the right side. He kicks out the right, beats one guy in the end zone, standing up. And Longview has scored their first touchdown of the season with 8:31 to play in the first quarter. That's a nice drive for Longview.
Well, he is quick. And once he sidestepped the one defender there, it was all she wrote. And Longview is 1 point away from tying this one up with 8:31 left first quarter.
9-play, 73-yard drive for the Lobos. Kick is up, and it's good. So Longview has tied the score. 7-all, and we've got 8:31 to play in the first quarter. It'll go incomplete, and it'll bring up 4th and 7. From the 48-yard line, we expect Longview to punt, although the last time we were in this situation, he faked the punt and made the first.
I imagine they'll be looking for that this time.
Yeah, they've got a lot of people back off the line of scrimmage. Oh, bad snap. Goes over his head, rolls up, picks it up at the 21-yard line, rolls to his right. Looks downfield, going to throw the ball, and it goes incomplete.
That's a good play by Haynes, just to get to the ball and then to get the ball out of bounds, because that would have been a tremendous loss.
So after one, it's 7-7 Longview, and we'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
Big third down right here, third and 7.
So far in this game, when they've been in this situation, and the ball is on the right hash mark, but they've tried to go those deep out routes. Kirby going to split out, but not far, and then motion going to go to Moore. He's going to go out and up and wide open. He tosses, thrown, and just a little bit over his head, wide open. Probably should have been caught, but not a great throw, and man, just don't miss those. He was wide open off the motion. I think Lufkin's defense was just fooled, and they took the deep man, and Moore was wide open, but it's incomplete. So we're going to attempt a field goal. This is going to be a 37-yard attempt. Haynes is the holder. The kick is up. The kick is good.
Nice hole, nice kick. Longview takes a 3-point lead.
Yep. Antonio Onofre with the kick and right down the middle, and that made it by a long shot. So it was a good drive, a good score for Longview. You know, the defense has just done a great job. They've given up a total of 8 yards rushing. And this
never would have thought that.
Almost a quarter and a half. Kirby to the far side, one back in the backfield. Kais Moore goes in motion, going to turn, play action, going to look up the field. Kais Moore has got the receiver, defender beaten, and makes the catch a little bit underthrown, but he gets it out to the 39-yard line just a hair underthrown, and that was a touchdown. Okay. He had to kind of slow down, and that's why the tackle was made. But a beautiful passing catch from Haynes King to Kais Moore. Back, going to turn, another play action, going to look back, throw back, and it's completely wide open, and that's Braden, and he was just wide open, looked like he was going to take it in and score. He's knocked out of down at the 8-yard line, but that's a huge play, and Lufkin was completely fooled.
The corner looked like he turned his back, and when he did, he came to the middle of the field, and they're lucky that we didn't take that in. That was a good play.
Third and goal from the 6. Longview in the eye, tight set. Play action pass, going to look right, looks left under heavy pressure, going to try to get it loose and throws the interception in the end zone. Well, that time Haynes rolled to his left. He got under heavy pressure, going to try to get loose just as he was going down and threw the ball up for grab, and the ball was intercepted by Lufkin in the end zone. And that was a poor decision.
Yeah.
And Lufkin saves the score, or the potential score, with the interception. You would think that Lufkin would run about as much of this play clock as they could.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing, letting it run off. And Longview going to blitz, going to come from the outside. The ball just pops straight in the air, and the catch is made. That's the ugliest play ever.
Sure was.
Longview blitzed from the outside. I think that was Cannon again. And the quarterback, Jordan Moore, sees that, and he throws it straight up in the air, and it comes down, and actually a Lufkin Panther there, he catches it in his tackle, and that could have been a disaster for Lufkin. That is the ugliest pass that you'll see this year. Clock running now with 1:16. Longview needs to hurry up here. They break the huddle. Meredith in the backfield. King rolls right, pumps, double move, open deep, catch is made by C.J. Hopkins, and he's tackled at the 7-yard line. That was a double move.
It sure was.
And he went to Hopkins, and he was open and up. Yep, got a flag, and let's see who they're pointing at. I think they're going to bring this back. The ball was down on the 7-yard line with 59 seconds to go, and Longview with a first down, and they're coming back. Chop block. Call a chop block on Longview.
Well, that was an excellent pass and catch, but unfortunately for naught.
We're going to go to halftime. Longview leading Lufkin 10-7. Caden Meredith is on the far side, and I'm not sure who's on this side. That's J.D. Williams. J.D. Williams gets it and slips down. He backs up, catches the ball, and tried to take a step. His feet go out from under him, and they're going to mark this at the 1-yard line.
Good. Well, that's not what we were looking for, that's for sure. But
you don't want to do something silly here and get a safety and give them two points, and then you've got to kick the ball to them. So Longview, and we'll see. I suspect that you might see a little quick pass play. A little safe pass, which you got a guy in the slot that could go over there on the left side maybe and make a pay. That's what they do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're going to call that incomplete.
Thank goodness.
That would have been a safety had he caught the ball because he went to his knees in the end zone. But they say it's incomplete. That's a nice drop, an effective drop.
If you had to have one, that's the time to have it.
The problem is you got 3rd and 10 now, Nate. If you don't make a play here, you're going to have to kick in a spot that you can't even take regular punt formation. So
right.
Here we go. Twins to the left, one back in the backfield. Jalen Braden switches to the left side. Haynes going to roll left. He's under pressure, going to look down and make the throw, makes the catch.
Holy
what a
play.
Looked like it was going to be intercepted. The toss, Lufkin player jumped in front of the ball, couldn't make the catch, and I couldn't see actually who made the catch. I think it was Braden that made the catch.
I couldn't tell, Johnny. It's so across the way there, so hard to see.
You think that's just an easy little pass to throw, but it's not. You got to get it just there at the right time, and you got to get it out in front of the receiver, and Haynes Keene's the expert at that. Go to give the ball to the fullback right up the middle, untouched, and he's going to go in for the score. He hadn't gotten Markevian Haynes on a straight dive play, and Lufkin was totally fooled, and he was never touched.
One guy move to the outside thinking Meredith might, but I mean, he went through there and nobody laid a hand on him. That is a huge, huge play for Longview.
Markevian Haynes gets his first score of the year and totally untouched. And you don't see that much from a fullback.
No.
And the field goal or the extra point is up and good. This time the extra point was kicked by Austin Pinchian. Well, what a drive that was. 99 yards. The touchdown, a 46-yard run by Markevian Haynes. And that was an impressive drive when you're back that far pinned against your own goal line. Twins to the right, one receiver on this side, two backs in the backfield with Jordan Moore, the quarterback, and he's going to look down the field. They're going to run a post route. The throw was made, was thrown a little bit high, and Longview fixing to be called for a late hit.
Oh.
The ball was a little bit high. He jumped up, couldn't make the catch, bounced off his hands, and then he was nailed by one of the Lobos. And that potentially could be a targeting. Well, that was Christian Reggie. Christian Reggie's probably been their best receiver here tonight. He's made some plays for him. At that time, he takes a hit. Longview going to get penalized. But he's up now, but he's a little wobbly coming to the bench. So they've lost Reggie, and they lost Jaron Thompson on the last defensive series. I don't know if you'll see either one of them, and that's two of their better players.
First down inside Longview's 40.
38-yard line. Twin receivers to the far side. One guy here, motion. To the far side, Longview with an outside blitz, and I think what they're going to do is call that offsides against Longview. He's going to go deep up the field. The ball is caught and
dropped.
You got a touchdown. So the catch was made. Yeah, man, Longview jumping up like they have the ball, but Longview acts like they have the ball, but the referee signaled touchdown. Okay, well, now we're going to have the flag. It's going to be called against Longview.
Who caught the ball?
It was Polk over there that caught the ball. Looked like it was a touchdown. The referee signaled touchdown, but then Longview acted like they had the ball.
Had to be incomplete.
So I guess it gets so, but the offsides and Lufkin gets the ball moved up to the 33-yard line of Longview. Long pass down to Polk. He's behind the Longview secondary. The catch is made at the 3-yard line. He goes in. And so the pass play from Jordan Moore, and Lufkin has gotten a 33-yard pass and catch touchdown.
Almost the identical play as the play before.
Yep. 6:28 to go in the third quarter, and Lufkin has closed the gap with their second score. The extra point is up, and the extra point is good. And so we've got a 17-14 game with 6:28. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors. 4 seconds to go, and I think we're going to go to the fourth quarter with Longview up 17-14, but Lufkin with a nice drive. And we'll be back after this 1 minute timeout from our sponsors. Third and one. the ball on the three. Clock runs. Let's see what here. Longview got a four-man front. They got a lot of people up at the line of scrimmage. Motion to this side. Snap back. Give to Barry. Barry's hit at the line of scrimmage. Breaks that tackle and powers his way into the end zone. Looked like he was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, but a good breaking of tackle and moving the pile, and he ends up in the end zone, Eddie.
Yep. Yeah, he was stopped, but his momentum was enough to get him into the end zone. So Lufkin takes her, gets the lead back now, 20-17.
Caleb Berry powers his way into the end zone. Another nice drive, two in a row by Longview, or by Lufkin against Longview. The extra point is up and good. And Lufkin has a 21-17 lead over Longview with 10:22 to play in the game. Third and three. This is a pretty big play, actually, right here.
They don't it is.
Give Lufkin back the ball after that score this quickly. Two consecutive running plays. They've run to Cade Meredith and see if they try it again. He's the deep back. Got a fullback in front of him, Haynes. Braden moves over to the other side. They give it to Meredith, and he pops it into the line of scrimmage. Gets past the linebackers and finally tackled by the safety to pick up a big pickup of 12 or 13 yards on the play. It's going to be third and one from the 6-yard line. Kirby goes to the sideline, so you'd think that they're going to have some kind of run here with the big boys in the backfield. Meredith behind Haynes. And Haynes going to keep it. Going to catch it. Breaks the tackle. Goes in the end zone with a quarterback keeper. He was just a quarterback keeper. He's hit at the 5-yard line. He just breaks free and just basically walks into the end zone. 6:36 to go, and Longview has answered Lufkin's score. The extra point to come.
Big extra point attempt, too. Make it a 3-point game.
Extra point is up, and it's good. And that was Onofree who made the extra point. 6:36 to go, and Longview's up by 3, 24-21.
I'll tell you that, Johnny, that's an outstanding drive for Longview when they had to have it, because with the time running off the clock, and you never know if you had to give it away, you know, what could happen. But give credit to that offensive line, the backs, and then Haynes made a great play as he was initially bumped by one of the linemen, and he just slid off and went right into the end zone.
24-21 Longview, 6:36 to play, and Lufkin going to start this drive from their own 25-yard line. Out of bounds, he goes incomplete. Tried to get it to the tailback, Caleb Berry up the sideline, but it was poorly thrown. He was open for a while, and then Lufkin now going to have to punt the ball back to Longview.
And I tell you what, Gorman Welch just leveled the quarterback as he was throwing it. So Longview hopefully will feel this punt and hopefully be able to use quite a bit of the clock, if not all of it.
Yeah, it's a nice long punt. Going to be fair caught and then fumbled. Fair caught, signal, can't pull it in, and Longview has turned the football over to Lufkin. My goodness, what a bad break. That was Robert Pierce, the return guy, signaled for a fair catch and hits off his shoulder pads, and Lufkin has it, and they're going to start at the 36-yard line. What a gigantic break that was. Longview's defense needs to step up here. Under pressure, but he overthrows him, and that would have been a first down as it is. Now they got to make a play on fourth down. Fourth and nine, the ball at the 35-yard line of Longview. Polk on this side. A.J. Montgomery on the far side. Longview not going to bring pressure. Looks up the field. Got a man open, and it goes.
Interference.
What do we got? The flag is thrown. Wow. I don't know how that's interference, because he actually didn't touch the ball till he was out of bounds. Is that what they're going to call a late hit? Why don't...
John's on the field.
You're going to call interference. I mean, I'm not sure about that call, I got to tell you. It was thrown to the sideline.
No, they're not waving it.
Marking it off.
They're going to put it on the 20. Well, they got first and 10 from the 20. They got 4:44 to go. Longview's up. They're going to blitz. They're bringing people. Maybe jumped off sides. Let's see.
Nope.
The trap is made. The sack is made.
And they will go for a field goal.
Wow, that's a big, giant play by Tyshawn Taylor. As he jumped up in the gap and nobody picked him up. Quarterback didn't see it quickly enough, and let's see what they do. They're looking here like they're going to go for it on fourth down. That's,
I don't believe it.
Well, that decision tells you that they don't have any confidence in their kicker.
That's true.
It's going to be a pretty long field goal attempt, 40 yards. But now they've got fourth and 12. You better look for Polk here. I almost guarantee you that's where they're going. He's on this sideline. Longview going to blitz. They put pressure up the middle. They throw it. They're going to jump.
Here.
Polk jumps up and cannot bring it down. What they did is just threw it into the end zone, threw it up as a jump ball, and Longview had three men there, and that goes incomplete. Well, we just missed one of the biggest plays of the game. Longview on third down does play action, throws the football. The ball is intercepted by DeMarcus Garner, and let's see what they do. They're going to – he returned it down inside the 20, but now the officials are – there's a flag on the far side of the field that we didn't see. So I don't know what the call is. The interception was made by Lufkin, so I feel certain that they're going to get the ball. I think this is going to be something that happened after the interception. Probably. Yep, it's going to be a first down. They're going to mark it off. But they were down inside the 20, and now it's going to be on the 48-yard line. They've got one timeout left and 2:22 to go. But, man alive, that was a risky play that didn't pan out for Longview. Second down, 10. The ball on the 47. Clock stop.
Oh, wait.
Well, that's just was a total fiasco as they sent the back in motion, and the center snapped the ball, hit the quarterback in the knee.
We'll take the play.
And they've stopped the clock here. Third and 18 for Lufkin. The ball on their own 40-yard line. Motion. This side. Going to look up the field. Going to find Polk. Polk with a catch. Going to fall forward, but going to be short of the first by 3 yards. The clock will continue to run. And then
he's hurt.
No, he's not.
Polk going to stay down and slowly get up, and he'll have to
come
to the sideline. He's limping pretty badly. Get it to the 45-yard line, so it's fourth and 3. They've got no timeouts left, and they've just lost their best receiver, Jalen Pope, who's limp. They've also earlier lost Jaron Thompson, their All-State safety. So their best defensive player and their best offensive player have now gone to the sideline. Well, this is a huge play, obviously. If Longview can stop it here, they can run the clock out, because Lufkin has no more timeouts. The clock has started. 154 and counting, fourth and three, four receivers. They send Barry in motion. Longview going to blitz. They pick that up. A little short, quick route that's dropped. Dropped.
That's the game.
Ball game.
Christian Reggie, who's been one of their sure-handed receivers, has it right in his hands for the first down. He drops the football.
It was there. Well, I mean, it couldn't have been there any better, but fortunate for Longview. It was incomplete, and Longview can now run the clock out.
34-33. Lufkin crowd is leaving here. 24-21. Longview still sitting in the huddle. 15 seconds. There's 22 on the clock. I think they'll snap it with about 4 seconds to go. One, two, takes the knee. 6 seconds, five. Longview going to win 24-21 in a hard-fought game, a game that Longview almost made a mistake at the end that could cost them, but they don't. They hold on. So a final here from Lufkin. Longview 24, Lufkin 21, and we'll be back after this 3-minute timeout.